I want to talk about Sarah Palin.
Hold on. She hasn't been in my life in like 10 years.
I know. It's such a weird name to bring up, and to bring it up in the middle of a pandemic. You know, I don't want to make you fear even more that I'm bringing her name up for some terrible reason. It really isn't. So I don't watch The Masked Singer because for some inexplicable reason, they have that stupid bitch Jenny McCarthy on there. I don't understand it. She's out there anti-vaxxing. It's so weird because Hollywood is so liberal and so vaccinated, and you can't work without being vaccinated in Hollywood now, yet they have this dumb bitch on the show. I don't get it. I just don't get it. So I won't watch the show because for some reason they are supporting her because, I don't know, she's the only decent looking 50-year-old they can find. I don't know. There's plenty of them out there. It's weird.
It's not her. It's the whole show that's unwatchable.
Right.
I mean, it's not a good show.
Yeah, I know the show isn't great, but why give voice and money and fame to somebody who's batshit like that? Like, why would you support those views? I mean, like, it just seems so anti-Hollywood. I don't get it. I just don't get it. And most people that I know can't stand her, which is probably why the show does well on the ratings, as well as a network show could do. I mean, Ken Jeong is fantastic. You know, they have fun people on the show. Anyway, so the idea of The Masked Singer, if you've never seen it, is they have this somebody dressed in a costume. It's a character. They give some hints as to who they are, and then they perform, and then you have to guess who the person is behind the mask. It goes on for, you know, whatever, a couple of weeks or however long it takes, a season. Who knows? I don't know. I don't watch it. And then eventually the person is unmasked, and usually the panel has no idea who they were. It's rare that they guess it. So my favorite thing about Sarah Palin being on The Masked Singer was that when she took her mask off and put her glasses on, I think Alicia Keys or somebody like that said, "Is that Tina Fey?"
No. Tina Fey, yeah. I loved you in all those movies.
Right. And I love that Sarah Palin impression that you do. Wait a minute. But that shows how good Tina Fey is, that they thought Sarah Palin was Tina Fey. So anyway, Sarah Palin's on The Masked Singer. And I wanted to play you a little bit of her rapping, which is what she did. And there's a reason why I'm talking about this today.
Shake your healthy butt. Baby got fat.
So she's dressed like a bear. And she's dancing and singing.
I ain't down with that. Cause your waist is small and the curves are kicking. And I think about sticking.
She's pretty good.
You ain't in this thing. Give me a sister, can't resist her. Red beans and rice didn't miss her.
Okay, so you got the picture. You know, she's actually not bad.
Right, but you can, I mean, if you know what Sarah Palin sounds like, it sounds like Sarah Palin.
But you got to know it's Sarah Palin. So if you don't know who the person is and it's just somebody rapping in a pink bear costume, you know what I mean? Like there's a couple of hints. Like one of the hints was that she's been hibernating for a while and that she's a mama bear. So they're like, oh, it's somebody who's not been famous or not been in the news for a while. Oh, it's a mother. That's all the hints they really had. So she takes off her head and they're like, oh my God, Sarah Palin. No, actually Tina Fey, then Sarah Palin. And the reason why that's in the news today, that particular clip, is because Sarah Palin is suing the New York Times. I guess they'd said all kinds of things about her and they connected her to other stories that she felt was unfair, and she's suing them for defamation and this whole big lawsuit. When you sue the New York Times or you sue anybody, everything in your life is fair game. So
they're going to go Sarah Palin after you.
Right. I mean, especially the New York Times.
Yeah, that's going to be their job for the next 6 months, is to destroy you.
Exactly. So I think Sarah Palin is trying to say that she is a governor and a politician and a serious person, and they can't undermine her or lie about her or say all these defamatory things about her because she's a serious politician. And they're like, hi, Masked Singer. So they want to use that clip that we just played for you in the court case. they associated her with some terrible things that she may or may not have been associated with. The implication is bad for her. I don't know if she wants, I think she wants money at this point. I don't think she even wants an apology. She doesn't want like a retraction. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it's some big case that I'm not going to get fully into because that's not the point. The point is that once you sue somebody, your character, your integrity, who you are, is now out there. It's now on the line. And they're going to use everything they can to come after you. So right now, today, what her lawyers are fighting against or for or about with the New York Times is not about the court case. It's about what evidence is and isn't allowed. I guess they're going through discovery, the discovery process. And the New York Times is going to use just that clip that I just played for you and saying that, serious politician, my ass. Here's this chick in a pink bear costume rapping Baby Got Back. Like, you want us to take you seriously? And this is what you choose to do? And I think they have a very interesting point here. Because Sarah Palin saying that she's a serious politician. Yes, she is. But she's also a celebrity. She's also somebody in the public eye. She made herself more than a politician. You know, she's put herself out there, not just as a potential vice presidential candidate, but, you know, she's out there, you know, and
she got made fun of on Saturday Night Live. And she went on Saturday Night Live to carry the joke further.
Which is fine. A lot of politicians do that. I don't fault her for that because they do, like John McCain has done it. Bill Clinton has done it. Like everybody on both sides of the aisle have participated. Hillary Clinton. It's a thing. The fact that she went on The Masked Singer dressed as a pink bear and twerked and rapped and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They're using that as the example of, bitch, how we take you seriously.
Right.
But so she's trying to fight that now so that is not allowed in court. But I don't think you can unring that bell. That was on national television.
It's on Fox.
On a major network. Yeah, right. It's a network show. You know, it's not like something if she did it at a party, if she was at her husband's surprise party and she did it there,
mm-hmm.
then she'd have a case. You know, that's private. It's something she did in the privacy of her own home or with her husband or some private joke they have, whatever. But the fact that she went on national television and did that, I think that makes the New York Times point of, I don't think we can take you seriously.
Yeah, I don't know why people take on big, huge newspapers like that. You know, like Trump took on The Times, calling mm-hmm. them fake news. That's all they have people to do is just to dig up shit about you.
Right.
That's all. You open that can of worms, it's going to come flushing out all the crap about you. So why you would take on all those people that have nothing else better to do but dig up crap about you?
But there's crap to dig up. That's the thing. If you want to be taken seriously, nobody forced you to be on The Masked Singer. You chose to do that. That was your choice. They asked you. You said yes. You agreed. Do you know what I mean? Like there's certain lines that people who want to be taken seriously, politicians, newscasters, there are certain lines they just won't cross. Not Sarah Palin. So if that's who she, just own it, girl. Just be like, yeah, I had a good time. I got up and I rapped and I was dressed like a bear and it's good, wholesome fun. And I'm not ashamed of it. I don't think she should be fighting this part of the lawsuit. I think she should be like, you know what? Yeah, I did it and I'm proud of it. Mm-hmm. I hate when they go, no, you can't use that. I didn't mean to. You meant to. It's not like this was the beginning of your career before you were a governor. Do you know what I mean? This is like just, you know, a few months ago.
It's still on your DVR. You haven't even deleted it off your own DVR. You keep it. You keep it like all of Cooper's shows that she's ever been on is still on her DVR. You keep that.
Exactly. Yeah, I keep all that stuff. But I keep it on. You know, it's funny. I just found a whole stack of DVDs because we're going through stuff and throwing stuff out. Like I told you at the beginning of the week, we're selling as much as we can on eBay.
Mm.
I found a whole stack of CDs. That I guess when you do television, what they used to do is they would send you a DVD of your appearance to be nice. Like you came here for free, here, this is for your archives right. or your website or whoever you want to use it for. So I have tons of that stuff. I forgot how much TV I used to do.
Yeah, but how are you going to watch it now?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's the problem. I found a bunch of CDs that I had that I, you know, put our show on and things like that. I have no way to play them.
Right.
It's just a shiny silver circle now. I don't have anything
to
put it in.
Why would you play them, though? Even if I went and bought, like, a CD player, like, on eBay or something, a portable CD player, what's the point? Who am I playing them for? My grandkids? I don't have grandkids.
You play them to keep them online, I guess, to put them on your website or just to have it. I don't know. I mean, I have stuff like that, and I never go back and watch it.
I know enough people in the video editing world that I can give them to if I want them to digitize that stuff for me. If I wanted to, but I don't even care. Why would I care? I don't want to see myself young and skinny. It's too depressing. I don't want to see myself young and skinny.
And when you give it to them, they're even going to say, what is this? It's a shiny right. circle. I don't know what this is. We don't even use this anymore. I don't even know where to get one of these at.
Well, here's what's crazy. So one of the very first radio stations I worked at was WLIR. That was a radio station on Long Island that is now kind of iconic. There have been documentaries made about it. There was a lot of music that was discovered there. So I worked there during the later years, like, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s, when, you know, after it had been through several incarnations, then went back to its original format. So I met this guy who's in radio who worked there. He has a lot of friends that used to work there. He's keeping the archives. So he said to me, do you have any audio from when you were at LIR? I was like, yeah, I got tons of stuff, but it's all on cassette.
Cassette.
He goes, yeah, I know. They used to do cassettes. Because that's how they do your air check. As soon as you opened the mic, the cassette would just start running. You didn't have a choice. It just ran. And then the program director would take it and listen to it and tell you why you sucked. So I have all those. So I was like, they're on cassette. He's like, great, bring them in. He has a cassette to digitize situation there. He has a whole studio.
Yeah, I just bought one.
You did?
Yeah, I just bought a cassette machine that you plug a USB drive into and it goes right to your computer.
What? See? Okay, so people have that. You can do that for a CD player too.
Yeah, so I had to go out and buy one because I found a bunch of cassettes. And God only knows what's on them. I mean, it's just shows and shows and shows and I used to just record everything when I was a kid. You know, I would have a little recorder, and every time I talked to anybody, I would hit record. And now I can go back and listen to all that crap. It's weird.
So you were annoying back then, too.
I was very annoying. I would record phone conversations. I had a little thing that you plugged into a phone so you could record phone conversations. So
that's legal.
I was seven. You know, I bought the thing at Radio Shack and plugged it in and recorded all my phone conversations. And I listened back to it and go, I had nothing to say.
You're seven.
You just talk to your friends. You're like, yeah. What are you doing? There was nothing entertaining about it at all. And I couldn't even listen to it. I was like, oh, I got to turn this one off.
This sucks. I sucked back then.